13 and 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And today, if you really would, keep your Bible close because I want to really look at some scriptures. Brother and Sister Browning, thank you so much for always treating us so kindly. Amen. You have a real prince and princess. Amen. As a pastor and pastor's wife. And amen. Brother Chris, doing a great job over here. And I try. How's everything going in that kingdom in there? Hebrews chapter 13. Got your Bibles? I want you to read it with me. We're looking at verse 8. You've repeated it before. You've read it before. You sing about it. But let's read it together today. Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and for at least till next week. Forever. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Paul writing to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Paul says, "Now I beseech you, brethren," and I think he meant the sisters as well here, "by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all," everybody say all. Turn to your neighbor and say, "That means you." "That ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly," everybody say perfectly. An antonym for that is completely. "That you be perfectly joined together," everybody say together, "in the same mind and in the same judgment." And you're hearing on this last day of 2017 to the Rehoboth Church, I want to preach to you about the same. The same. Would you lift up your hands and your voices? Hallelujah. Father, in the power of your glory and your majesty, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for the foolishness of preaching that saves people. And God, I thank you for salvation. There is nothing like you, Jesus. Would you reach out right now? Would you shake the heavens and the earth and people's lives in this room right now, God, and help us, dear Lord God, to turn our full attention upon you and what saith the Spirit to the church. In the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And everybody said, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, in Jesus' name. Everybody said, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the name. The name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Man, I almost feel like I could start running here. You may be seated. I guess you were wondering what those benches were for, huh? The dictionary defines the word same as resembling in every relevant respect, conforming in every respect. Church, will you let me deliver God's message to you this morning? In the beginning, God declares the first four words of the Bible. First words of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were created by him and for him, and without him was not anything made that was made. There was no God before him, and there certainly will be no other God in the future. He and he alone is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. He and he alone is the creator of everything. John 1 and 3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The Lord spoke to the prophet Malachi and said, for I am the Lord, I change not. Amen. God is the same. The Apostle Paul, speaking to the philosophers of Athens, Greece, on Mars Hill, stated in Acts 17, God that made the world and all things therein. Everybody say all things. Seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything. Seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And look at verse 26, if you got your Bible, it says, and hath made of one blood. Everybody say one blood. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we all have the same life source created by Almighty God flowing through our being. It's not your blood or my blood. It's his blood. He's the creator. Though there may be different types of it, it is still made of the same substance. Matter of fact, God declared in the Old Testament, in Leviticus 17 and 11, he said, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Brothers and sisters, every one of us in this room, we all have God's DNA inside of us. Verse 26 of Acts 17 says, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth. And look at this. It's really caught my attention. And hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. What he's saying is God has determined the times for each of our lives. Amen. He has made those appointments for each of us. I don't know what day you were born on or what year you were born on, but I guarantee you, in God's mind, it was already appointed for you. Amen. You are not a mistake, my friend. I am not a mistake. I don't care where we came from. I don't care if our mom and dad just got together and didn't even become our dad or mom. I'm telling you, God has a way. God has an appointment. You and I are not here by accident. We are here by divine design. And according to this verse, he also not only appointed the time. For me, it's March 22nd. And this March 22nd will mean 68 years. Honey, how did we get old so fast? Hello? But he said he also appointed where the bounds of our individual habitation would be. What do you mean, Brother Putnam? God chose where you and I, where we were to be born. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it was here in America. or Europe or Africa or in the Far East, wherever you and I were born, God already determined the where in our lives. Why? Because the Almighty has made each and every one of us the same. Amen. We're the same. Why? Verse 27 of Acts 17 says, that they should seek the Lord. Amen. We were put on this earth, Brother Brownie, amen, not to just do our own thing. Though before we got born again, that's what most of us were doing. We were all living life how we thought life should be lived. Amen, whatever it is. Unfortunately, some people think that you can have Jesus and have the world at the same time. Oh, no, my friend, that's not why you were born. You were born to seek the Lord. Amen. If happily, the Bible says, they might feel after him and find him. Anybody found him in here? Has anybody found the Lord in this house? Why don't you stand to your feet if you're thankful that you have found him and he has found you? Amen. Because I'll tell you, he is not far from any one of us. Thank you. You may be seated For in him, everybody say in him, we live and move and have our being. Our God wants us to know and understand this morning that we all are the same. So, but now how can you say that? Look around this room. There's not a one of us in here that looks like you. And thankfully, thank God, nobody in here looks like me. We just went through the Christmas season, you know, and a lot of the world thinks it's all about fake reindeer and sleighs and this jolly old fat man. Well, after March, I might apply for the position. I don't know, but... The word declares that mankind was created in the image and the likeness Jesus Christ. The image and likeness of God, which is Jesus Christ. How can that be, you might ask? When Jesus came centuries after the first two human beings, Adam and Eve, were created, church, all of us have been destined from, all of us have destined and descended from Adam and Eve. Amen. Amen. Whether you want to like it or not, we are all related. Yes. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:3 says, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world, that's small g, of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The very form of Jesus Christ was in God's plan long before he ever created Adam and Eve. You and I were created in the image of God, Jesus Christ, and we are all created the same. The color of our skin does not define any of us. Amen. It is the character of our heart. It's the character of our mind. It's the character of our soul that will determine our eternal welfare. Amen. For from the beginning of time to this present moment, Jesus Christ is the same. And so are we if we are in him. You see, unsaved men and women have tried to divide mankind for centuries. But Jesus Christ sees but one creation. And he unites us in himself. Oh, to God, that we would recognize that we are the same. Because without Christ, we are nothing. Amen. We're just dabbling dirt balls. That's all we are. We were created from the dust of the ground. The Apostle Peter was taking an afternoon nap atop of a seaside house when suddenly he saw in a vision, a large sheet brought before him. And that sheet was filled with all different animals that, according to the law of Judea, they were unclean animals. Matter of fact, Peter was forbidden by the law to eat any one of them. And then he heard a voice saying to him, "Rise, Peter, slay and eat." And Peter's cultural upbringing went, "Not so, Lord." Now, can you imagine? He's arguing with the Creator. "Not so, Lord, for nothing common or unclean hath at any time entered into my mouth." But the voice answered him again from heaven and said, "What God hath cleansed, that call thou not common." I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you used to do. I don't care how you used to be. When you get cleaned up in Jesus, amen, you are not the common sinner anymore. You are a saint of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Slay and eat, Peter. You see, Jesus was on the very verge and speaking to Peter right there of opening the door of salvation to all of us Gentiles. Amen. Of which Peter would never have had any association with had not God showed him that all of mankind are the same. Amen. Peter said in Acts 11 and verse 17, he said, "For as much then as God gave them," speaking of the Gentiles, "the like gift as he did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God?" When they heard these things, they held their peace. You see, Peter was being questioned. "What on earth are you doing in dealing with these Gentiles? These dirty, rotten dogs." Now, folks, we may look nice and everything else, but even to this day, there are certain parts in Jerusalem I would dare never walk in. Why? Because the Hasidic Jews would tell me to get my fanny out of there, amen, and they would probably rough me up in the process. But I'm telling you, they just still don't understand that they are not something special, amen. They need to get under the plan that all mankind are the same. We were created the same with the same opportunity to be saved. So when he heard these things, they held their peace and glorified God, saying, "Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." Hey, listen to me. If you're visiting here for the first time, amen, God bless you. You got a great pastor that's a wonderful teacher and wonderful preacher. You listen to what he says. But I'm telling you, if you're here for the first time and you have never repented of your sins, you have never just given God the glory that he is due, because you, my friend, can't even move without him. You can't breathe without him. You can't walk without him. Oh, say, well, I do it every day. Oh, no, you don't, my friend. You do it because of his grace in your life, because he can see that there's a day coming where indeed you're going to be bowing your knee to him, and you're going to be saying amen, that he is worthy. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. We who are born again of water and spirit are in him. Paul wrote to the Galatians and he says, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all. Say it with me. One. Say it again. One in Christ Jesus. We are the same in him. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. You know what? It's a great enlightenment to understand that we're all made the same. This whole business of thinks that some cultures are better than others, or some colors are better than others, or whatever. Are you kidding me? That has been the devil's trick forever. And unfortunately, some of these people have fallen for it. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You know, some people, they just can't wait till granny kicks the bucket so we get the inheritance. My friend, I'm telling you, you haven't seen any inheritance till you understand the inheritance that you have, amen, right in your own body and right in your own being right now. I tell you, amen, the Queen of England, she may have her diamonds and emeralds and everything else, and her gold and everything else, and she may live in absolute splendor. Our President Donald Trump, you know, he's kind of taken a little step downward to live in the White House. But you know what? Even all that, Mr. Donald, with all of that, you know what? There is no greater inheritance than to have the gift and the power and the blood, and know that you're covered by the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name. Everybody say every name. That is name, not only in this world but also in that which is to come, hath put all things, everybody say all things, under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. Did you understand what I just read? The church is whose body? Whose body? And who is his? Whoa. And don't get me wrong, you're not God, and I'm not either. But I thank God I got God in me. So if his word declares that the church is his body, and the word declares that Jesus Christ, you know, there's a reason why we get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We took on the family name. Now, I may call you Brother Brownie, but you're Brother Brownie Jesus. Brother Anthony, where'd you go? Brother Anthony, you're Brother Anthony Jesus. Hallelujah. I am so glad that Jesus was a Jew. And you know what? Jews are kind of half dark and half light. Come on.
Okay. All right. Amen. Amen.
Okay. This is Brother Brownie Jesus. I'm Brother Putnam Jesus. Amen. And you are Jesus as well. If you're born again of the water and of the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, church, we're the same. So, are we just the same when we're in this house?
No.
Are we the same when we're outside in this neighborhood? Are we the same when we're going to the store? Are we the same when we're going to work? Are we the same when we're going to school? Because we are the representation of the mighty God, Jesus Christ. Now, that might be an eye-opener for some of us. Because this thing isn't about the church house. It's just about the being out in the world and letting your light, letting his light shine through you. Amen. You know what I like really about Christmas? Everybody just seems to be a little bit kinder. I am so thankful. You know, this is a three-hour message. I didn't tell you that. You should have probably had me here for watch night. I could have preached right up to the midnight. I am so glad we're able now to say Merry Christmas. Not Happy Holidays. Not Season Greetings. Merry Christmas. Do you know what Christmas is, means? It means Christ Mass. It's a Catholic term. It's Christ Mass. And Mass literally means service. It's Christ service. So we need to be in Christ service on December the 25th, and that's it, you know. Some people think, you know, coming to Christmas service and Easter service, that's it. When the word says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, seeing the day that is yet approaching, my friend, I'm telling you, we are closer to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ than we have ever been in the history of the human race. And I'm not saying that he's coming this year, but what is so interesting with God is he is not letting anybody know. So what he's going to do is take us all by surprise. Because all of a sudden, one day, so he's going to say, Gabriel, take up that trumpet. Go on ahead, Gabriel. Blow it for the last time. And then that dead in Christ is going to rise. And all of us, which are alive and remain, are going to be caught up together with him. Anybody believe this, what I'm preaching to you today? Hallelujah. I hope this is okay. And if it's not great, I can't apologize because that's what God gave me. God gave me this for us. We are his body on earth. The same. You know what is so awesome? I don't know if you've ever got to travel around the world at all, but every time I go to a country and I'm going to go preach for someplace and I walk in to born-again people in Madagascar, I feel just like I'm at home. I'm telling you, when we went through the tunnel just last month, amen, and all of a sudden there was Jerusalem. Our guide said, "You Pentecostals, welcome home." Welcome home! Because it was on the day of Pentecost, amen, in Jerusalem where it all got started. Well, I better start preaching now. Now I beseech you, brethren and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the what? The same thing. The same thing. And that there be no divisions among you. Church, Christ is not divided, and neither should we be. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church that we should speak the same thing. The message of the church is not a little here and a little there. The salvation message of the church should be a clear sounding trumpet. Ye must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. The same. It's the same message Peter preached on the first day of the church. And what he preached on the first day of the church should be the same message that is being preached in this service this morning and forevermore until Christ comes. Peter preached, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Who does that leave out? Every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And ye shall, everybody say ye shall. Who's writing this? God is inspiring man to write this and told Peter, and ye shall. God is not a promise forsaker. He does not break his promises. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Folks, if there's anybody in here that you're waiting for God to just come down and grab you by the hand and jerk your body to an altar, he ain't going to do it. You have to sense in your own spirit that I need him more than I need anything that I can see, anything I can feel. Brothers and sisters, we should all speak the same thing. Paul goes on and states, but that ye be perfectly or completely joined together in the same mind. Boy, now we're getting technical. I mean, I have two very intelligent daughters and a very intelligent son. And I tell everybody, they all got their brains from her. Chris just reminded me of this the other night. They all got them from her because I still got all of mine. Well, you better start preaching, Pastor. Hey, the Philippian church was written to by Paul, and listen to what he says. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now, folks, if this is you, and you're trying to act really humble and really and really, really not boast. You know what? Sometimes there's more pride in that stuff than there is just being real. I already told you, I am not God and neither are you. But I tell you, can Jesus still heal? They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's not my hand that makes the difference. We're just doing what the body is supposed to do. Amen. And giving him the glory for doing it. You let a faith healer come to town and a few people get healed and thousands of people show up. It ain't that guy doing it. God works through faith and people that are willing to submit. This is exactly what he says. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Now, I don't think we should go like this, but neither do I think we should go. Would you like to shake my hand? Pride cometh before a fall. Amen. I think what we should be is just what God created us to be, and that is just natural. Amen. We don't have to lift ourselves up, and we don't have to put ourselves down. We just got to recognize that without him, we're nothing. But with him, all things are possible through him. I'm almost half done. Hold on. He took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. What did he humble himself to? Authority. Everybody say authority. Do you realize that God gives us authority in the church? I might be your superintendent, but you know what? That doesn't make me, you know, God is not the least bit impressed that I'm a superintendent. I mean, before I walked in here today, he's not going to Gabriel. Looky there. There goes my superintendent into the Rehoboth church today. Are you kidding me? You see, I got to live for God just like everybody else has got to live for God. I got to pray. I need to read. I need to fast. Believe me, I could do a whole lot more than that. I need to fast. I need indeed to be real. Everybody say, be real. In other words, if I'm going to be the same yesterday, today, and forever, I'm not going to just go hallelujah in here and go out there shacking up with somebody out there. Amen. I'm not going to be one thing in the house of God, because, folks, this is the house of God. And wherever you go, you better be the same. He humbled himself and became obedient. Everybody say obedient. Unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Is anyone here this morning thankful? Are you excited that you've been baptized into the name that is above all names? Why don't you stand to your feet right now? All authority and power invested in that name resides in your heart and spirit right now. Amen. Thank God we have the same mind. I conclude today that Paul's in this verse also states that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Paul concludes this verse in Corinthians by stating that we all need to have the same judgment. The Greek word for judgment here is nome, which means advice, advise, agree, agreement, judgment, mind. And I particularly believe he means this for this verse, and purpose. Brothers and sisters of Rehoboth, it is imperative that we have the same purpose. There should never be any doubt as to why we assemble ourselves together. This assembly is not here to just go through religious motions. It is here to reach, to love, to witness, to share the same experience to each and every one of us that are born again, that we hold dear to our hearts. I don't know if the musicians need to come forward or however you do this, but you see, the Holy Ghost just being right down honest and straightforward. The Holy Ghost is for everybody. Everybody! It's for the homeless. It's for the drug addict. It's for the homosexual. It's for the deviant. It's for the thief. It's even for the murderer. So, Brother Putnam, how can... Oh, I'm not lifting up what they've done. I'm lifting up what Jesus can do. The Holy Ghost is for everybody. God is no respecter of people. Why? Because we're all the same. Jesus said to his original disciples, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken unto his original disciples, He was received up into heaven, and he sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth, and they went forth. Would you say that with me? And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Have you ever given thought how the first disciples must have felt? Think about this, church. When Jesus, right before their eyes, began to ascend, they had seen for 3.5 years deaf ears open, blinded eyes saw. They saw dead people raised. They saw the lame walk. They saw how he provided food in the multitudes from just nothing. And now they saw him hanging a cross. They saw a body that was buried. When I went into that tomb and saw where he laid, I'm telling you, there's no body there. And now they see him ascend. And Jesus said, "Go ye." Now think about this. When he gave them this commission, here they were, hearing and receiving the greatest experience from the beginning of time. And it is just 11 apostles and the world. Yet with the Lord working through them and in them, it happened. They did it. They did it. We're here today. It's the same today. We're still the body of Christ. I know when we look at our own world today and we see those that reject what we believe and abhor what we stand for. But never forget, my brothers and sisters, it's not us. It's Christ in us that gives you and I the power to open up our mouths and share the wonders of what God has done for each and every one of us. You know how many times I've already told people about my wife? And a doctor come out of an emergency room going, "Wow! I'm telling you, we got a wow working God. He can still raise the dead. He can still heal. He can still deliver. He can still forgive you of your sins." From the first day of the church until the present moment, it has not changed. We are still the same as those who have gone before us and as those behind us that will also follow us. For remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to get to this altar. Why? Because I just want to lift up my hands again. I just want to thank him again that I've got the same mind. I've got the same purpose. I want to speak the same thing. Hallelujah. And I want to treat everybody with respect. Amen. And with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Would you come on up here? If you haven't given your life to Christ, today's a great day. Hallelujah. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Come on, singers. Lift up your hands. Lift up your voices. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. We're a family.